The parshas, is it Avraham Avinu, is it Yitzchak and Yankov? The parshas dealing with tefillah. So I want to think together about our approach to what is called Shmoneh Esrei. And especially the first bracha where we mention Avraham, Yitzchak and Yankov. And to see how do we approach this thing. I think we do every day, three times, and that should be a chizuk in our emunah. Because tefillah is a maise of emunah. So how does that work, that this makes our emunah stronger, or makes our emunah rooted in the right way? So that is what I want to think together. So, first, when we are approaching Shmoneh Esrei, the origin of the Shmoneh Esrei in the Tefillah Shachris, where there is that what is giving the tone, the origin of the Shmoneh Esrei is in the Geula, that what's called Seimach Geula LeTefillah. We have the Seimach Geula LeTefillah because the roots of the Shmoneh Esrei are in the Geula. And the Geula is the clarity and the absolute clarity that Hashem wants us. He's interested in us. He wants us. That's what's called Geula. We were in Egypt and the Baal said, I want this nation. And I want to take this nation out because I'm interested in this, in these people. They are representing my agenda in the world. And I have to take them out. So the Bnei Olam is interested in us. That's called Geula. Geula doesn't mean that I have a difficulty and Hashem helps me. That's not called Geula. Geula means that He does it. He does the job. It's not my difficulty and He helps me. That's another issue. That you could have a difficulty in Parnosse and you don't say, I reached Geula in Parnosse. No, I had a Siyata Dishmaya. But when the Klal Yisrael had a Geula, that means that was revealed that Hashem is interested in the Klal Yisrael. So the source of our Shmoneh Esrei is that we are 100% clear that Hashem is interested in us. It's not only that we are interested in our own needs, and I have a good address to go to, because I won't have to have Parnosse, and he has the possibility to provide that. I want to have refuah, and he has the possibility to provide it. That's not the case in the Shmoneh Esrei. The Shmoneh Esrei is that we are 100% aware that it's not only my interest, it's the interest of Hashem. So that is the backbone. But now I want to begin, it's the first time I do that in my life, but I thought, I say over here once, one-time thing, so you should be able to take away something from that. Not only I should say something which is wow or not wow, whatever you do, you know, but then what do you carry away with that? So I don't want you that you should think what I tell you now. I only want to paint the picture of the first bracha. But it is a very general picture. And you have to find your own way how to daven. Because Hashem doesn't want the tefillah of Leuchter reproduced 100 times, and they come up, and then he will tell, oh, I saw that already today, you know? Not interesting. Now he needs your tefillah, not mine, okay? So I try to make it in a more general way, but I want to think together, what do we do when we daven? So, first of all, I have this awareness that Hashem is interested in me. It's not only me, Hashem is interested in me. And then I come, that's the whole world by itself. But then I say the brocha boch ato. And now the first problem comes up. Because the ato is a very problematic thing. I think when you are meeting now, they say, well, it's a new thing, I want a new president, old president, whatever you need, we meet a choshev person, when the president is choshev or not choshev, that can be to dispute. But someone which has a certain stature, and you meet him, you would never say you. And I think in the old English versions of translation, when you say ato,
and you translate that, you don't say you say though. That's right? Or something like this. I don't know how to say the thou or though, but it depends whether you're British or American, I think. So, but you don't say you. But we say you, flat out, you know, you at all. But we do a very awkward thing. We say you, and that means I look at the Boilom in a way that I look at him straight, you, but I bend. Makes no sense. Makes absolutely no sense. When you bend, you have to say thou, or his majesty, or whatever it is. Then you bend. And when you say you look at him and say you. No, the Jews make something else. They say you. I just imagine I say you. It's like crazy, you know. You don't do that. You don't bend when you say you. You would bend when you say Hashem. Bakasha. Hashem, that's understandable. Something beyond our realm. But you say you and you bend. So this is the beginning of our, and ato is a relationship when you want that, even though the word is not such a great word in English, but it's like relating to the Boreolom. But the relating to the Boreolom is very much that you recognize him. That's why you say ato. But this recognition includes that you are aware that he is much bigger than what you can think. But you definitely recognize him. You see it in your life. You see it in the history. You see it in all what's happening in the world. You see that Hashem guides the world. So for sure, I recognize him. I tell him at all. But together with that, I understand that this is not only what I recognize is on the plate. There's much more there. I really have to be nichna. And now that's the hachnoa, which is for real. Because hachnoa, which is built on that I am helpless and I don't know anything, that's not real hachnoa. The hachnoa is that I definitely have the courage to tell the Boreolom you. Only I bend. But I tell him you. But I bend. That's the real hachnoa. I recognize you. I know you. I relate to you. But I bend. So that's the real hachnoa. That's the emesse hachnoa, which is there in the Shmona Esra. So that's the way we begin. But that's a big problematic point. People don't get that. And we think, you know, of course you have to say, of course you do it. But it's a problematic thing. You know, you say ato, and this ato is the whole point of the Shmona Esra. But it's the whole point, the whole nekuda of the Shmona Esra is that you tell the Boreolom ato. The whole Shmona Esra is built on that. That it's neuchach. Yeah? All the brachas, when you take Birchas Hamozen, when you take Bracha Achrona, or this, it is always a mixture between telling the Boreolom you and telling the Boreolom Loshen Nistar. Yeah? And in the end of the bracha, you say Loshen Nistar, that's not our inyan now. The end of the bracha is always Loshen Nistar Be'etzem. But in the middle of the bracha, the whole Shmona Esra is always Loshen Neuchach. You always speak to the Boreolom in second person. Always. That's the Shmona Esra. Chutz on two places. Yeah? Two places you don't say. You say, okay, you see, do you know where? No? You say Leman Shmoy, and you would have to say Leman Shimcho. And you say, Umekayim Emunosoy. You would say, I have to say, Umekayim Emunoscho. That's all problem by itself. Yeah? Emunoscho. Emunoscho Baleilos, you could say Emunoscho. I know that it doesn't sound well because you say Emunoscho, but better you could say Emunoscho, because the whole point is speaking in second person. Yeah? And also Leman Shimcho, Daniel said Leman Shimcho. Yeah? And you say Leman Shmoy. So those are the two exceptions of the rule. Otherwise you always say Ato. And you say, even in the end when you say Ato, who? When you say in the Moedim, you say Ato Hu. That is a super Ato. You say the Hu is also Ato. That's what it means, you know. Ato Hu means even the things which are beyond you, they're also standing in front of you. Because the whole point of Shmona Esra, that you stand in front of the Boreolom. That means Ato. But that is the unique point in Shmona Esra, that when you're standing in front of the Boreolom, you bend.
But you definitely stand in front of him and tell him Ato. That's the first step in the Shmona Esra. Okay? Then you say Elokeinu ve'Elokei Aviseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak ve'Elokei Yaakov. Okay, so this is not our. Otherwise, we will not end. That takes hours. But the Avraham, Yitzchak, ve'Yaakov, they were representative of the Beroilum over here in the world. They took like this Beroilum, which is way above, the way we saw by the Atom. He's way above. He's way beyond what we can understand. We understand him, but he's also way beyond. And they took this presence of the Beroilum and they made it a part of their own life. That's why the Beroilum said, Elokei Yaakov. I am connected to him. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. That he's connected to them. Okay? So that's what the Ovos HaKadoshim did. They were inheriting that to us. We have an inherent shaychus to the Borei Olam because Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they founded that in the Klal Yisrael. Yeah? It's a thing which we couldn't fathom how to do that. I could perhaps understand that I have a belief that there is a Borei Olam, but I think I would be able to live 1,000 years straight and I wouldn't get it that you can daven to him, that you can interact with him. That's another realm altogether. That's what the Ovos HaKadoshim did. They found that you can interact with the Borei Olam. They found it by themselves. That's an unbelievable thing. Think over it. It's an unbelievable thing. You have the Creator which made the whole world, and now you believe in that, and it's not the sun, and it's not all these things which the people thought. And then you say, and it's more so, I can speak to him. Mechadesh, you can speak to him. But that's what Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov found, that you can definitely speak to the Borei Olam, and he listens, and you have interaction with him. That's Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And now we have Hokei LaGodla Gibova Noiro. So there is a big problem there. Because the Gemara in Yuma, don't know whether you know that, the Gemara in Yuma says that Yirmiyo and Daniel, they didn't say, one didn't say Gibor, and one didn't say Neuro. That's right, because they had a question. They said, it's unclear when Goyim are in the middle of the Beis HaMikdosh, Aye Gvuroysoy, Aye Neuroysof. And when the Goyim are Meshabet, the Jews, Aye Gvuroysoy. That's what they asked, and said the one didn't say Gibor, and the other one didn't say Noiro. That's what the Gemara says. And then came Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, that's why we daven, and Anshe Knesset HaGedolah said, no, Adarabe, Heinen Gvuros Gvurosev, I don't want to go into the Sugya now, what did they answer? Because it's an awkward answer, when you learn the Sugya, some of Galanto, but when you learn the Sugya, you see the answer is interesting because they didn't answer. They answered the other way around. You read the sugya, you see that the answer really doesn't fit. So that's not my union. Mine is entirely different one. Let's say I am standing. That was the churban of the Klal Yisrael. Yeah, they were thrown out into Golus, and they were taken out, and they were killed, and they were just going to Babel. And now I stand there. Let's say I stand there, or I'm standing in the Second World War. Same thing. I'm standing there. What is the first question I ask? Where is the Midas HaChesed? I don't ask, where is the Midas HaDin? You know, Ayeg Vuroysov. I would be in the middle of the Second World War and ask you, where is the Midas HaDin? You would say, crazy man. Don't you see it? Are you sane? But then I ask you, where is the Midas Tuvoy? The Be'olam has to be a good one, no? Where is it? Then you would say, oh, you ask a deep question. That's a good question. And to your amazement, not Yirmiyo and not Daniel ask that. They said, okay, La Godel, without problem. Why? You would say, the first thing you omit, a Godel. That's the first thing you omit, that's right. You say, Ayek Dulosoy. such punishment, such tzores. Where is the Midas Tuvoy? Where is the Gvurosoy? Where is the Midas Tuvoy? Yeah, the Rashi says, God lecho zu Midas Tuvcho. That's Rashi says in Parshas Shlach. That's right. Es God lecho es Yotchazako Yigdal no koyach. Es God lecho es Yigdal no koyach. Gdule is Midas Tuvcho. Where is the Midas Tuvcho? Where is it? No one asks. What do you say? What's the answer? How can you answer such a... What can say, though? That's the first question, no? We all know that they said, Jirmiyo, Antoniel, Mitoich Shamitihu, that's what the Amitu is saying, that way, that we, they knew that the Boron was Emes, that's why they didn't lie to him. So all the people say, you have, or you, when you don't recognize it, and you don't see it, then you can't say it. That was the Madrega of Daniel Jirmiyo. You heard that perhaps once. That you have to, only what you see, you can say. But where do you see Chesed? Where do you see that? A good kasha, no? An unexpected one, huh? So what's the pshat? The pshat is that this is a Jew. A Jew never has a question, where is Midas Tuvoy? Never, ever. Never, ever. Because the Jew knows that inside everything there is Midas Tuvoy. And it doesn't bother him that you don't see it on the surface. It's not bothersome. No one asks this question. Because the Tuvoy can definitely be hidden. That's okay. Because I know that the inner core of everything is Tuvoy from the Boro Olam. I never questioned that. That would be a very bad question. When you question that, it's very bad. Because that's the Emunah gives that for sure Tuvoy is there. For sure. Yeah? That is for sure. Only the question is, where is Gvura? Because I don't see it. That has to be seen. But the inner core of everything, where you say, Koma David Rachmona Letav. That's what you say. Yeah? Or you say all different kind of things. It's the Tuvoy, the Tov. Is for sure the inner core of everything which happens. And that not Daniel and not Yirmiyo were questioning. They were questioning only Gvuroisov and Neuroisov. And now, it's not our Indian what was their question. I don't want to learn the Gemara. But I only to show you that over here there is now emerging a very deep thing in the Shmona Esra. Avrom, Yitzchak and Yankov, they not only they were relating to Hashem, that they spoke to him. They were putting this emunah deep in our heart that the inner core of everything is Tuvoy. The way we began. Hashem for sure is interested in us. For sure. And the Tuvoy from the Boro Olam for sure is with us. That's no question. That's called Shemich Gula Letfila. For sure. The Tuvoy of the Boro Olam is with us. That's no question about that. Not one situation in the world can shatter that thing. That is the inner core of our Emunah. We don't have a cold Goyishe Emunah which we think about the pure being in the beginning of the creation. We don't think about that. We think about Tuvoy, interest of the Boro Olam. The Boro Olam has had a relating to the Briya in a way that Tuvoy is always there, always. There's no way that the Tuvoy shouldn't be there. And that Yirmiyo, but Daniel did not question. Yeah? So that's why you say, Hokeil Hagod Lagibeva Nairo, that means that Be'etzem, the core point of over here, of these three things, is that the Gdule, or the Tuvoy from the Boro Olam, is going through everywhere. Everywhere. That's no question about that. Okay? So that's what you say. And now you say, you see, now you say, Keil Elyon, Gomel, Chasodim Toivim. Keil Elyon means that we saw him, we saw before and we said, Hokeil, Hagod Lagibov Anoiro, we recognize that. And now you say, Keil Elyon. That means, the Boro Olam is way above. He's a Koyach which is way above. And this Koyach is Gomel, Chasodim Toivim. So Goymel is a problem of how to translate that. But Goymel you can be translating in all different kind of ways. But I now take one way. So, like by Yitzchok, Vayigomel. Vayigomel means that he was standing on his own. Yeah? He wasn't depending anymore on his mother. Yeah? Vayigomel means not depending. So now, when you say Goymel Chasodim Tovim in that sense, you say, for sure there's Chesed going on. And for sure there's Tuvah going on. Chasodim Tovim. Chesed V'Toiv is going on. But what? This Chesed V'Toiv is Goymel. The Borei Olam gave it to the Bria in a way that you don't see how that is connected to him. It's like standing on his own. That's the way you are related to the Bria. You know? You can have tremendous Hanoi in the Bria. Tremendous. Yeah? The Bria is there that you should have a Hanoi out of the Bria. You say on that, Birchas Haneni. The Borei Olam gave the Bria in a way that is Chasodim and the Tevo is there, but not always recognizable how that comes from him. That's Goymel Chasodim Tevim. He's Goymel Chasodim Tevim. He makes the Chasodim Tevim in a way which that is not 100% recognizable. And that's what you say in the and afterwards, Koine Hakel, V'Koine Hakel, Nahon, V'Koine Hakel. So the V'Koine Hakel is that in that realm that the Borei Olam gives all this good to the Bria, one thing is there. He is, everything is his. Koine Hakel. It's all in his reshus. But that's also a thing which I have Be'emune and I don't see it. I don't know what, now you learn Kiddushin, it's also in the Gate to Kiddushin. Every time when you make a Kinyan, that Kinyan means now that when I have a Kinyan in this Sefer, so that Kinyan is mine. But you don't see it. That's why I have to write my name inside over here that says this, it's the Yeshivas. Because the Sefer itself, even though it's now the Yeshivas, or it's now it's mine. So that should be recognizable, that should change the color, you know. It's mine. But the Kinyan is not recognizable in the thing, that's right. When I have a Kinyan in a thing, then you don't see it. And that means Koine Hakol. The Borei Olam is Koine the whole thing, but you don't see it. The way we spoke also about Goyimel Chasodim Toivim. You don't see that. The Koine Hakol. You don't see it. You don't see it. For example, Koine Hakol means the Borei Olam is Koine Al-Qaeda or Hitler. Koine Hakol. It's not only Koine Reb Chaim Kanievsky. No. Koine Hakel. Hakel means Hakel Bakel Mikol Kol. Also Hitler. It's also his possession. You see the Borei Olam there? No. But it's his possession. It's his. Koine Hakel. That's recognizable? No, it's not recognizable. But it's all his. That's our Emuna. He gives the Hasodim and he gives the Toive, but it's all inside. The way we spoke, HaGodl, HaGivav HaNoiro. That means the Godl could be inside too. It doesn't have to be recognizable. But the Emunah gives, for sure, there is Toive there. And now Goymel Chasodim Toivim, and for sure, but you don't see it, it's Goymel. And Koine Hakel, it's not recognizable. And we want to break through that. Our Shmoneh Esrei is built on that, that we want that this Toive from the Borei Olam should be recognizable. Not only should be there, should be recognizable. And that would be your Bamshich. That's the same thing as Chasodim Toivim. That's right. Now you say, the Chesed from the Ovis created maybe Goyel. So when you remember Megillas Rus, then you know that the Goyel is called Toiv. You remember that? So here's that's a parallel. You say Chasodim Toivim. Now again, Chasdei Ovis Umeivi Goyel. But when the Goyel comes, then the Toiv of the Borei Olam is recognizable. That's what the Goyel does. The Goyel is not saying, you know, you have to believe that, you know, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say that. When Moshe Rabbeinu came, that was the Goyel Rishon. He came to the Klal Yisrael and he took them out. Then the Tuvoi of the Borei Olam was recognizable with your own eyes. Because they were Aranei Kovet, because Simlos Choloi Bolso Me'olecho, because Raglecholoi Botseiko, because all of these things The tuvoy of the Boreolam was recognizable. When the goyel comes, this tuvoy, which was there in a way which is not recognizable on the surface, the goyel will bring that out. That's his job. That he has to bring out. That was Moshe Rabbeinu too. He had to bring out the tuvoy of the Boreolam. You have to bring that out. That's what you want. Yeah? So this is our urge. That thing is, you see now how that is built. We began with a Shemach Gula Letfile. It's for sure that the Boreolam is interested in us. And this interest in us means that the tuvoy of the Boreolam is for sure there. But the tuvoy of the Boreolam is there in a way which is inside. That does not create any problem. We know that what is revealing to us, the Ato, is my way beyond what we see too. We see, but it's way beyond. And this way beyond is all tuvoy for the Boreolam. It's all goodness of the Boreolam which comes upon the Bria. But it's not a thing which is recognizable. You don't see it. You don't see. That begins with Kela Godel, Hagibam Anoiro. That even it's not recognizable, but you say it. That's Toniel Vayirmio. And then we say, Kel Elyon Goymel Chazon Utoiv Koine Akoil. That's not recognizable. That's Kel Elyon. That's something above. That's something which is hidden. The Koine Hakel, it's hidden. I don't see that there is any tuv going on when the Boreolam is Koine, Sachelnitsky by the Crusades, you know. That was also a kinyan from the Boreolam. You saw the tuvoy, you didn't see it. You believed for sure, no question about that. The tuvoy of the Boreolam is there. You see it? No. But it's Koine Hakel. But now we don't stop there. We do not. We do not stop in that emune which is not recognizable. No, we want to push that through, and that's what you say. That the shmoy, the shem for the Boreolam, the recognition of the Boreolam should be there in the world, and that's the biggest ava of the Boreolam, that he wants to reveal that. And now you are making a conclusion. Because this is, again, this is a emunah which is the whole world included. The whole world, which you have in front of you, is included in now in that picture. From Adam Rishon, or from Avraham Avinu, till Moshiach Tzidkenu, and throughout all the Golosim, and throughout everything, you see that is a picture which is all encompassing. That's called emunah. But now we have to conclude. And the conclusion has to be that we also see in our world that the tuvoy of the Boreolam is nisgale. But by us, it's not nisgale entirely. Yeah? You don't see it everywhere. But you see it in your own life in the right matzovi. And that's the conclusion. Melech, Oizer, Moshiach, Umogin. It has to be like this. You have to say that this big picture has an impact in my own life. It's not only staying a big picture outside you and you are in awe from that big thing which happens in the world. It has an outcome in your own life. That's called Melech Oizro Moshiach Umogin. Normally when you read the Shmona Esrei, the first brocha, the Melech Oizro Moshiach Umogin, it's like a break in style, I think you call that. When you speak about a very big thing and in the end you say, and the soup was very tasty. So that's, no, you speak philosophy, you know, you speak the deepest ideas, and in the end, you know, in the end you say, the soup was good. So, don't speak about that. We spoke about very lofty ideas now, but we speak about these little things, because that has to be, because the Boreolam is interested in us. That's not only interested in us in a lofty sense. He's interested in us, really. So you have to conclude this bracha. You have to do that. That you say, Melech Oizer Moshiach Umogin, speak about you. And then in the end you say, Baruch Ato, again you bend, Hashem, Mogen Avraham. Because the one which brought down that this tuvoy from the Boreolam should be a part of the Bria, that's Avraham Avinu. That one is called Bechor Chayism. Chesed l'Avrom, like chasodim toivim, you see? Chesed of the Avrom. The chesed is the thing which is counting over here. We are looking for the Tuvoi, Bechochoismi. Because you are the person which is the inner core of this whole thing. Yeah? That's what is called Chesed Avrom. You are the core. And this is Mogein. Mogein means I guide it. I don't let it go. Being lost. Mogein Avrom. Because this point of Chesed, this Nekude of Tuvoi from the Borei Olam, which goes through everything, goes through the most difficult Matzovim, and it goes through everywhere, anywhere you can look. There the Tuva goes through, the Borei Olam says, I will keep that safe. Mogein Avrom. I will be a Mogein to that. And Bechor Choismin, because the topic of the whole thing is Avrom. That's what I meant. That Be'etzem, the topic is Hokeil HaGodl. Yeah? The topic is Hokeil HaGodl. That's the topic. The topic is Chesed. The topic is Tuvoi. That's the topic of the Brocha. Yeah? Okay, because the Avraham Avinu goes through everywhere. It goes through this chesed, this tuvah from the Borei Olam goes through everywhere. That's what we say. That's the first Brocha. Yeah? So I think that's a very important thing that we should be aware that the first Brocha really confronts us with a whole view and a very practical and a very impactful view of the world. It's not philosophy. It's the interest of the Borei Olam in you. But you are really picturing that interest of the Borei Olam in our nation and in my own life. That's what you make a picture out of it. And that's the first Brocha. So I think that's a very important thing once to contemplate. Again, I do not want that you should now think, what was said about Godel, what was said about Gibor, that's not the point. The point is more that there is a story going on in the first Brocha, in the second too, and in the third too, and in all the Shemona Esrei, it's a story going on. But the first Brocha tells you something. There's a story told there. And when you get that story, then you can make your own feeling and your own interpretation and your own thing with that story of the first Brocha. I only want to present in front of you that thing that you should have something out of that. That you can take this first Brocha, this Tfile, which all the Parshas speak about Tfile, the Suach Besode now, and Avraham, and the Yankiv, they were all davening. So these Tfiles, which are mentioned, that we are able to do something with that and make it into a meaningful endeavor. That's what I want to tell you. I hope that was a Tfiles. Adkan.